I want to take a moment. We're catching up with you here at this 2012 Farm Science Review. A good opportunity for you to visit with some of your customers and everything. And we want to begin talking a little bit about 2012. It's been challenging. It's continuing so going into harvest. From your standpoint as an agronomist, are there some things that guys need to have in their mind as they get that combine into the field?
Yep, yields are starting to roll in, and of course, as we expected, some corn yields are very low in different parts of the state. As we harvest this fall, keep in mind, as usual in the fall, stock rots can come in, and especially when the plant has been drought stressed, it allows for the stock rot to come in. As I've split stocks in different fields and plots, I've seen the stock rots in there, and standability can become a concern as we move forward. Different hybrids will handle that differently, though.
So we need to be walking those fields, making sure we're getting the ones that are having quality stock quality issues out first.
That's right. Some other things, a very hot topic you may hear about from your crop insurance agent is aflatoxin. And it's worth mentioning. It's a very deadly, it's carcinogenic. It's a bad mycotoxin to deal with. It's measured in parts per billion. It doesn't take much of it to have a problem. Aflatoxin is caused by an ear mold called Aspergillus. As you walk your fields and look at ears, it's an olive green color. If you see an olive green mold on the ears, that's what we're looking for. That's the mold that causes aflatoxin. Just because you have it doesn't mean you'll have the toxin, but they are related. I haven't seen much of it in Ohio. I've seen a couple ears here and there. When I went out to Illinois a few weeks ago, I walked in a plot and found three ears right off the bat that had Aspergillus on it. So it is much more severe out in Illinois and Indiana. But in Ohio, we need to know about it so we can manage. And there has been some aflatoxin found already in Ohio. It hasn't been as bad, but it's something worth mentioning.
We talked a little bit about some of the problems with the stock quality. Do we have some issues with the shank?
With the ear shank, yeah, it's once again, that's something that's very variety specific, but I've heard about some hybrids dropping ears. It's something to keep an eye on. If a hybrid starts dropping ears, it's time to harvest right now.
You know, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to want to put 2012 behind them, and let's look to 2013. So that's what I want to do too. Let's look ahead to 2013. What's it going to look like? Are there some new varieties, hybrids coming along that has some potential?
Yeah, that's true. I like looking forward to next year when you have a frustrating year like this has been. But 2013, I'm excited about the seeds we have to offer with LG Seeds. One thing I get a lot of questions about is our seed supply. When we have a drought stress year like this, it hurts the seed supply just like it does any farmer's fields. So with our company, I feel like the supply will be there. We have 65% of our production fields under irrigation. We're spread out over 7 states, 21 or 23 different locations. So we have that diversity, and we're going to South America with more production. I'm confident in our supply, so that's a big question this year. But just planning ahead, we'll get this harvest done in a safe manner and move on to next year.
Alex, do you think have guys pretty much made up their mind on what their acreage is going to look like in 2013?
I'd say it's still too early. There will be a lot of decisions made. You'll have to analyze the profitability of corn versus beans, but they're both very profitable at this point. And I think those decisions also need to consider sound agronomic practices when making that decision.
I was just going to ask you about agronomic decisions. Probably going to be a lot of questions on what's being carried over from this year as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of guys are asking about fertilizer, herbicide, concerns like that, especially when we had a very unusual climate this year. But I'd say the biggest one would be weed control. Mare's tail is still a big problem here in Ohio. There's different ways to manage that. We talk about it every field day. Liberty Link is an option, but Roundup Ready systems can still control mare's tail if you use the right program. Do a good burn down in the spring before soybeans with Roundup. 2,4-D and a residual herbicide to carry you through to your post-application. Next piece of the puzzle for many farmers will be doing a fall burn down before planting beans the next year. So this fall, maybe using a 2,4-D or dicamba to get those small mares tail to prepare you for next year.
Yeah, I think the folks are going to remember back to what last fall when we weren't able to get that fall weed management done, and it was kind of a rude awakening come spring.
Yeah, yep. Last year was not a very good year conducive to that because we were mudding out the crop as it was and is already frozen. So this year we have plenty of time to get tillage done and fall burn down, so that'll be a key piece in controlling mare's tail for next year's soybean crop.
Anything else going on at LG Seeds that you'd like to mention?
I just want to mention the performance we've had. We've taken off two corn plots already. The first one was what we'll consider very good yield for this year, a plot average of 142 bushel of the acre. We came out very good compared with our competitors. You can view our plots as we take them off on lgseeds.com, see how we're doing against the competition, but we held up very well in a stressful year like this.
And, of course, if anybody has any questions about what's available and what you have new that's coming along, they can talk to the dealers.
That's right. Contact your local dealer or go on the lgseeds.com to locate your local rep, and we'd be excited to talk to you how to make you successful next year.
Alex, it's always a pleasure. Nice to catch up with you here at Farm Science Review.
Thank you. It's good talking with you.